I don't know why, but this word keeps coming to my mind. For the last 3 days, I think, just out of the blue. And actually, when I was thinking about it, then something popped up on the screen. Somebody said something about it. I don't know. On one of those scrolling apps, whatever they're called. Social media shorts. Anyway, situationships. Situationships. Just the very word itself tells you how convoluted life has gotten. Most people are in situationships. It's not real relationships, not real commitment, it's not real talk, it's not real touch. If you can't see them, talk to them, smell them, give them a hug, is it even real, you know? It might be, but most of the time it's not. Most of the time not. Even when you're right there in their face, they might even be living in your house. To them, it's a situationship. To you, it's a commitment. It's really sad how bad it's gotten people. And I guess it's always been that way, but it's just gotten worse because there's so many access points outside the commitment or the responsibility, you know. Situationship. Somebody needs to do a movie on that. A book or a movie, and it'll probably come up. There might be a movie. I have to look it up after I finish the message. Is there a movie called Situationship? Probably is. Because any word that you can think of, they've probably done a movie on it. Because it's all about the human condition. Every movie, every book, everything that you read is about the human condition. The good thing about the Bible, it tells you the human condition. Born in sin. But it also tells you God's condition, holy, separate from sinners, set apart, high and lifted up. The human race is looking for situationships, you know. Look at this. I got a guy in front of me. He's sitting here at a red light. He could turn on red, but he ain't turning on red. And it's like, come on, man. What country are you from? And he's just sitting here at a red light. Because he don't know, I guess, the laws or something. Sleeping, I reckon. Situationships. There was this gal one time. I met her on the job, and she could understand the code, not like some people, but she could grasp the code. She knew I was remodeling a rental unit, and she said she wanted to come see it or something because she's thinking about renting one. I said, well, you know, anytime a woman rents from me, they always bring, they usually, 99% of the time, they always move some dude in. I said, it's really just for a small place. And before she went over, she was trying to get her own place, right? But she really wasn't trying to get her own place. She was looking for a situationship. One of the things she said, I started paying attention to what she was saying, so I think she was into sorcery and witchcraft. Pentecostal background. And one of the things she said when I was showing her, she said, I just wanted to see if you were the real deal. I thought, what does that mean? But then I thought back about other people online that said the same thing. Some of the Gnostics. We want to see if you're real. Who are you? They would ask, who are you? Are you real? Are you the real deal? And come to find out, all these people who were saying, are you real? They wasn't real. Like this girl, she was in a bunch of situationships. She was lying through her teeth, hiding. She had all these, she wanted this image that she was portraying, But the cracks, I mean, it was like, I learned, because I married the wrong ones, I learned to start to be observant. Okay, yeah, okay, so, you know, there might be emotions there or whatever. You might have some kind of emotions, or you might have some kind of attraction that kind of blinds you, right? So you have to learn that about yourself, that, okay, so you're drawn to this person. And your emotions are blinding you, especially when you're younger. Then you have to get old enough. You know, you could take a job and they promise you the world. After about two or three jobs and that falls, you start to wake up. Hey, they're just feeding you. There's sacrifice on that job. There's sacrifice in that relationship. But they don't want they don't want truth. To have a true relationship, it's got to be truth and sacrifice. But they want a situationship. They're probably, she was in a situationship that she hid. And I just said, nah, something ain't right. Too many red flags. And nah, she just looks like she wants a free ride. And she's got other stuff in the background that she's not telling. There's too many secrets. And after she left, she was gone for 2 or 3 months. One of her friends called looking for her and asked for me. I never talked to the lady. I knew her name, but it wasn't what it was. It was a weird situation. I can't even talk about it. And she was telling me the real truth. And I thought, I knew it. I really wasn't shocked. I said, I had a suspicion. I knew something was up. It all makes sense now. And, you know, when you're working with somebody and a black cat walks by and she gets all excited because a black cat walks by, sounds like witchcraft, sorcery to me. It sounds like somebody, a wannabe witch, you know. And most people are, because they don't even know what they're doing. Some demon's talking to them or something. If you really study, if you really do a deep study on witchcraft and what they're doing, they're being lied to by the demons. They might get some kind of like fleeting, they might be able to pull some thoughts out of the air, some prayers out of the air, but the demon's lying to them. They might give them half truth, partial truth, something like that, but the demon's lying to them. But they think they got something. They'll go out in the woods. The red flags started it was just too many. They'd go out in the woods and sit and take a bunch of vines and roll them up in some kind of wreath, you know, or some kind of pattern. And they'll do this weird artwork that's don't even, it's so convoluted. I mean, it might look cool at first, but then it looks dark. The artwork that they do is pretty amazing, but it's dark, and I don't like dark. I like the light. If they like the dark side, if they love the night and the dark and no light, you might have a family member. Every time you went over to their house, they had all the windows shut, and they had wicker furniture, and they had there was just signs that, and then there was always marijuana and beer on the table. And you said, you know, before you get saved, you see those kind of things and you say, yeah, let me get out of here. These people, you know, they might be good people from the human perspective, and they might help people. But deep down, they love the dark side. I was at the store the other week, and there was this older black guy, and he was in there buying lottery tickets. He spent $50. He said, I do this every week. I spend $50 a week. I thought, man, if you would have invested that, you would be collecting in, you know, dividends. And so his mindset was one of scarcity. I'll just win it big instead of investing. And so if his mindset is, if his mind, and he looked like he's by himself. If his mindset was, I'll just win it big instead of invest, and maybe that's why he's by himself. I don't know, because you have to invest in a relationship, in stocks, in finances, in business, in a skill, in a trade, in your own self development, your own the inner. You have to invest in your own spiritual growth, your own emotional. You got to invest. You ain't just gonna hit it big. You got to invest in that. In you ain't gonna just a light's not just gonna. You know, God could show up and show you something, but He wants you to work through that thing that He's showing you about yourself. And if it's a repeat pattern, if you have the same repeat pattern with everybody that you deal with in a relationship, or if you have the same repeat pattern that you deal with on every job you ever had, it's not them, it's you. Yeah, there's a fractal corporate death cult. Yeah, there's a fractal holographic truth about relationships in a culture. And yeah, the media, this is what I'm saying though. If a person can't cut off their radio and their TV for a season, and a person can't understand they're being programmed neuro-linguistically, if they don't understand they're being neuro-linguistically programmed by the words out of other people's mouth, out of the news, out of the media, everybody who's speaking to you is programming you. Some are trying to speak life into your soul. Some are trying to speak death. Some are trying to speak a copy machine. Some are trying to speak a false narrative to draw you in. My experience in life is most people, and the women might agree with the men they've that thought about or thought about dating or did date or whatever, but most, there's an overarching principle that I've dealt with the females. I'm not judging, I'm not pointing my finger, I'm sure the men do it too, but I never understood it. If they're drawn to you, and you're drawn to them, but you're not open from the get-go, and you're hiding something, another situationship that you've got going on, do you really think it's going to work? Do you really think it's going to work? You're hiding a situationship because you, your fear of rejection. Well, if he knows that I'm in this, tangled up in this, he'll probably just leave. Yeah, I'm probably going to leave you. I'm going to abandon you like split, like white on rice. But if you are serious and truthful, and you're, especially if you're still living in the same house, come on. Why are you there? Come on. It always, the truth always comes out. If you can't leave, if you don't have enough strength in and of yourself to leave a situationship which is based on lies and cheating and abuse and mind control and he said, she said, and flesh, nothing but flesh, and you're trying to hook up with a spiritual person, you are going about it the wrong way. The situationships need to drop to the, they either need to be fixed into a relationship or you need to get out before you try to build something else, you know? Come on, and the reason I'm talking like I'm mad, because it's happening across the board. It's kind of like you have a job, and you know you're gonna leave that job, and you call in sick every day, and you're over there looking for another job, and you keep calling in sick. You don't have to call in sick, do your job. Ask for ask for a day off or save up. And you know what I'm trying to say. It's like they look at these situationships like a job. And then they expect to get into a relationship with somebody who's real. And they should be asking themselves, are they real? That's my point.